Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you tell me, because Richard told me a bit about that, can you tell me that story as well? And I don't want to take too much more of your time, but could you tell me that story about Tunzai as well?
Tunzai showed up after a few days when we built up our little protest camp. He was collecting bottles, so he thought he was homeless. He was a bit... Can I tell him?
No,
I haven't met him yet.
Oh, you didn't meet him?
No, I'll make sure I didn't.
Yeah. Yes, from there. He came, and after 1 week in the night, during the night shift, and he talked a little bit, and then he... I think Mehmet told him, well, if you want to stay, you could rush around a little bit or something. And he very, very easily took up or noticed what would be needed, like water would be needed, somebody should bring the water, somebody should clean up. And so he made himself very successful, and he was not only doing things, which he noticed, he also noticed moves of like people are getting into a fight. He told someone else, well, look, this is happening, and, or somebody did go away because he was attacked, or something. So he made sure that the harmony was, you know, was getting kept.
And he's somebody who's visibly not very attractive, but he's missing, and he's somebody would call a little bit mentally disabled, right? And so, first of all, a lot of people feel a bit weird about him, like, who is this guy? And that's what he described to them. He was basically part of our protest camp, and then
picked up to struggle in a way that he noticed, okay, the flyers have to be given to people, we have to collect money. So he took up the box to collect the money, and he was kind of the biggest, you know, he made the most money by, he stopped the cars on the street to ask them for money. He was in the demonstrations, he was always like in the front and heavy, and it was not his struggle in a way, because he was homeless. He wasn't. He was what we found out then after he got arrested, that he was running away, and he didn't live in a flat for 15 years because he was closed up in the psychiatric system. So he was
he ran away. So he was illegally hanging out here, and he was like, he knew a lot of people in the neighborhood, like merged into the neighborhood and were merged into the protest. And he was obviously a person who was very, 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 very beautiful, but fell on his nose. Or there were not people who actually gave him any kind of chance, most likely. But he was a beautiful person. I was very much struck by that the most conservative neighbors would then bring down, wash his clothes. Suddenly I realized they're bringing food, they wash his clothes, and I was like, wow, would they do something like this? Nice. And so anyway, he merged into the protest, he was like, had very backbone of the protest, and then came the day after a couple of months, he was arrested by undercover police on the corner here, and he was put back into this psychiatric clinic, and the other end of Berlin. So then was when we found out he ran away from, protected housing. You know, stupid system. And so we collected signatures for his release. I think 150 within half a day.
We were like, everybody, that cannot be. Yeah. Tunzai is not a person to be held in the psychiatry. He has to be out with us here. And that was like, in the first day when we heard about it, that he was arrested, we collected over 100 signatures.
Well, we were all shocked.
And because everybody knew, everybody knew him. So everybody was, and we were putting down some words about his social abilities, his social,
usefulness.
Not usefulness, but more
capabilities.
Capabilities.
Sensitivity.
Yes. his sensitivity, and yeah, that we all know him as he is, and we love him as he is. Yeah. So then we brought this to the faculty, and they told us nobody ever did this for Sergei. He was brought back like 5 times. He was running away.
Nobody ever did something for somebody in their institution like this. They never heard a story that somebody would be interested in one of their so-called clients.
And when I am 15 years old, and it was kind of the first time that he found his home, his place. We could visit him there.
High security thing.
It's really like a prison.
Yeah, security like an airport.
And we learned that he has some kind of a supervisor who is like responsible for him, a lawyer who didn't really care and who wasn't really active, and we kind of called him every day and tried to push this protest, because for us it was clear that he couldn't stay in there, he shouldn't, and he should come out immediately, because we didn't know how long our protest will stay, and he needs to, you know, should find his community before this ends. He should really establish the beginning of his friendship. And then we couldn't believe that this process would take long, but I think our stubbornness, our kind of unbelieving that this fucking system would take so long, made us, you know, push them a little bit. In the end, it took a while, even after, and that was the greatest idea we have had, to say, well, he has a job here, because his job was, you know, was something this system could deal with, could link to social stability.
It's a good example of how such a machine of psychiatry doesn't have, could eat up a person. And you know, he was in the system for more than 20 years. You know, he was in, and then he was out, he ran away, he was in again, he was out again. Nobody really gave him any kind of chance. And I mean, it's just like the tip of an example of how a lot of people don't get any chance if they're, you know, not functioning in a way.